A group of activists, numbering fewer than 20, staged a six-hour-long protest outside the mayor's office in Springfield City Hall earlier this week. They set up a symbolic home in a hallway with a throw rug, chairs, and a table. Michael Ann Busey of Arise for Social Justice, the protest organizers, called for a city task force on affordable housing.
And 40% of the people in this city earn $25,000 or less. So that means even an $800 or $900 rent is a challenge to pay. So there's got to be a way to resolve this.
Hundreds of housing units in Springfield were destroyed by the June 1st tornado. Busey says the just-published Master Plan for Rebuilding talks about housing that will attract young professionals to Springfield, but does not address the needs of people who live here now.
When I grew up, you could be poor or low income, live in a neighborhood, and live there all your life. Now all of our neighborhoods are destabilized because people can't afford to stay where they are, and they're constantly moving, and we need to bring that to an end.
Geraldine McCafferty, the city's director of housing, said the master plan's goal is to rebuild stable communities.
We see this much more as a regional issue instead of sort of focusing more poverty in one area, that it makes sense to be putting affordable housing spread throughout many different areas.
McCafferty said the city is committed to working with the owners of tornado-damaged affordable housing complexes to make these habitable once again.
The insurance payments are not coming anywhere near the cost to redevelop. So, you know, they're looking for the new funding sources.
A number of four-story brick walk-up apartment buildings that were damaged by the tornado and subsequently demolished will not be rebuilt, according to McCafferty. And despite the city's attempts to prevent it by taking landlords to court, several have just walked away from their condemned buildings.
We're trying to look at this as an opportunity to rebuild those neighborhoods in a way that gets away from that pattern of disinvestment that had been happening over many, many years.
Peter Gagliardi, executive director of the nonprofit housing organization HAP Housing, said the tornado rebuilding plan reflects how Springfield responded to the foreclosure crisis, but on a bigger scale and broadened to include commercial development.
And the sum total of this, if sufficient resources can be brought to bear, would be stronger, more stable neighborhoods that would be more diverse economically without displacing the folks who have been living here all along.
As for the anti-poverty activist demand for the mayor to create a housing task force, Sarno, through his spokesman, Tom Walsh, turned them down.
And the mayor doesn't see that as something that is necessary. We have people that work over in the housing office on a daily basis that assist people that are homeless.
Walsh said the city recently received national recognition for its efforts to prevent homelessness. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.